Hare Krishna. From the Lord, Lord's Swarup Shakti, His Naam, His Roop, His Guna, and His Leelas, they all come. But from the Naam, by chanting the Naam, one can acquire all these other three, the Roop, Guna, and Leela, from them. They are encapsulated within the Naam, which goes to show that if one chants the holy name, he gets to begin with the Rupa of the Lord, and then the Guna of the Lord, and Leela of the Lord, and ultimately the spiritual world. Everything is attained by the Naam. That is why His Holiness Lokanath Swami always used to say, from the Naam you get the Dham. So the Dham descends in your heart from chanting of the Naam. Now regarding the Naam, there are two types of names, Mukhya Naam, Gauna Naam. Now Mukhya Naam is called primary name, which describes the pastimes of Krishna and leads to prem. Whereas the Gauna Naam describes material functions of the Lord and leads to material elevation, leading to liberation. For example, the Gauna Naam are secondary names, as we call them. They are related to the material world. Generally, when people talk of God, they mean two things. One is God is generator, observer, destroyer, creator of the material universe, creator of all the things that we see around us. That's one meaning they say. And another meaning that people take from the word God is, what can He do for my sense gratification? Because He's the greatest person in this world, He can give me good luck. So let me go to His temple and ask Him for some benefits for me. So these are the two things that common people know about God. You ask anybody, one thing they know is, oh, He has created a big world. He has created sun, moon, stars, this world. And the whole world is set rolling. Without His sanction, even a blade of grass cannot move. All that people know. And what He can do for me, for my sense gratification. That's all. So such names are secondary names. You will see that Annadhata, or Srishtikarta, or the Paramatma, this kind of names that people call about God are all related to the material world. Actually, for the Supreme God, the material world is a secondary thing. For Him, for example, how important is the Yerravada jail for Prime Minister of India? Yes, it is important, but not as important as the educational institutions where the intelligentsia of India goes and trained and made into leaders of the whole nation. That is more important for the Prime Minister than the jails where the thieves and rogues are sent for punishment and reformation. Is it not? So the jails are made out of necessity, because some people are creating trouble, for them jail is made. But the main people who are not trouble creators, but who are law abiders, who love the Prime Minister and who abide by the orders, and then who fulfill the desires and mission of the Prime Minister, they are all the more important for Him. That is spiritual world. So the Mukhya Naam belongs to spiritual world, whereas Gauna Naam belongs to material world. So the Gauna Naam are the material secondary names. They have no ability to produce bliss. They only produce some material benefits. Because the orientation is only such that, you know, give me this, give me that kind of name. Whereas the primary names, Yashodhanandan, Rajajanaranjan, Radhika Raman, in these kind of names, the beauty of the primary name is not only that they belong to spiritual world, they are also related to Lord's Dham, Lord's devotees, and Lord's activities. Like you say, Yashumati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Paranadhana Madana Manohara. So when you call Krishna's Gopijana Vallabhai, immediately you will get his attention. Yashodhanandan, immediately you will get his attention. Because these names are very sublime, pure, spiritual, nothing to give and take with anything material. They descend from the spiritual sky. That is why they are bliss producing, prema producing. So God is great not because he has created a big material world. He has created all the facilities in material world. That doesn't make him great. God is great because he is the most expert love exchanger with all his living entities. And he can reciprocate exactly the same way as every living entity can expect him to reciprocate on a platform of love. So, the verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mallanam ajanirnam naravarastrinam smaro murtiman gopanam asatamshitam gopanam svajano satamshitipujam shastha svapitro shishuhu mrityu brojapater virata vidusham satyam param yoginam rishninam paradevate tibidito rangam gatasagraja. This one verse gives all 11 rasas. All the 12 rasas are present in this one verse. How Krishna, when he entered the arena, wrestling arena of Kamsa, different personalities were. Somebody was singing with Rudra, somebody was singing with Bhayanak, somebody was singing with Viryadas, somebody was singing with Madhurya, somebody with Vatsalya, somebody with Sakya, like that. All the rasas are there. This is what makes Krishna great, because he can reciprocate loving affection with all living entities in the way they want to reciprocate with him. He is able to exchange love. Many times we fall short in this world. You know, if you give some little extra love to somebody, somebody thinks, oh, this fellow didn't love me. Isn't it? And Krishna is able to exactly reciprocate with everybody, with gopis, with gopas, with cows, with calves, everybody. So, the conclusion is that one should know the glory of chanting of the primary names of Krishna, which is Hare Krishna. Hara means Srimati Radharani, one who has stolen the heart of Lord Hari. And Krishna means one who is all attractive, one who attracts all jivas to himself and bestows bliss in their hearts. Krishna, that's the meaning. Krish means Akrishta. Na means he fills their heart with bliss. So these two names, Hare and Krishna. And Rama means the supreme enjoyer. Ramante yogino ananti. The word Rama means the supreme enjoyer. So when a devotee chants, Maya Saha Ramasva, Mam Swam Anki Kritya Ramasva, like that they pray. My dear Krishna, please enjoy with me and please enjoy me or use me, possess me, own me, engage me in your service. That's the meaning of Mahamantra. You own me. How many of you like to be owned by someone whom you love? Is it not true? Is it not? Yeah, if somebody, like say, your spiritual master calls you and can you do this for me? When he says, you feel very nice. Oh, this is called as Atmasat Karna. That is why Koramore Atmasata. Atmasat means, you know, Apna Mankar Unko Thoda Seva Dena. Are Apna Mankar Bulakar. He gave me a pat and he gave me some service. You feel very nice. But if somebody is very formal and respectful to you also, that doesn't please your heart as much as somebody who pats you and gives you a service. Of course, you have to love them also. You love them, isn't it? Somebody considers you his own and offers you some association and service, you feel very great. So, in this way, the primary names of Krishna are capable of helping us to develop deep attachment to Krishna and give us a sense of belonging to Krishna and engage us in his service. That is why one should chant the primary names and very quickly awaken the transcendental bliss and go back home, back to Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava.